This is the Shir on Simon Tov Ein Hei, the second part of Sif Aleph. And, right, as an introduction, we've got to understand something which the Bialocha clarifies. And this is really important. The Halocha is that we make two brochas on the matzahs. One brocha is the regular hamotzi, which we recite, obviously, before any bread or matzah that we eat. The second brocha is a specific brocha that we say on El HaSeder, which is the mitzvah, because the mitzvah, which is on Achilas Matzah. Now, there's an assumption over here, and the assumption is that every brocha deserves its own matzah. So, whilst in principle, we would have probably been okay to understand that you make two brochas on 2.5 matzahs, and you eat them, you make the two brochas and you eat whatever you eat, fine. But in reality is not so. The reality is that the Birkas Hamotzi needs its specific matzah, and the Birkas Achilas Matzah deserves its own designated specific matzah. Therefore, once we understand this, we can understand what the Mishneh Berurah explains over here in Seif Katan Beis. So you hold all three, or rather 2.5 matzahs together. V'yechzem b'yodoy, says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan Beis, kol shloshen all three. Ha'elyoyne v'atachtoyne b'shvil lechem mishneh. So there's a rule that when it comes to Hamotzi, we've got to have Lechem Mishneh, as we're familiar with, for every single Shabbos. You need to have two matzahs. So now, when I make, therefore, Hamotzi, I need to have two complete matzahs. The middle one won't do, because it's a broken matzah. Lechem Mishneh contradicts that. I cannot do Lechem Mishneh with a middle matzah, because it's by definition broken. Therefore, I need the third, the bottom one, to be added to the top, to the first one, because we need Lechem Mishneh. For Hamotzi, I need two complete matzahs. Ha'elyone v'tachtone b'shvil Lechem Mishneh, v'apulso, and the middle one, al shem Lechem Oini. And but I still need the middle one, because Lechem Oini, this is very much part and parcel of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. It needs to be on the Lechem Oini, on the poor man's bread, which is the middle one, the broken one, because that's what a poor man does, as we discussed previously. He breaks it off. So, therefore, I've got an understanding why I need two complete ones, and I need also the half, the broken one. So, therefore, I'm going to make Birkas HaMotzi. For the HaMotzi, I need two complete ones, i.e. the top and the bottom one. But afterwards, when I've completed the Birkas HaMotzi, I do not need the bottom one anymore, because the whole idea of Lechem Mishneh has been fulfilled already. I only need Lechem Mishneh for the bracha of Hamotzi. I don't need Lechem Mishneh for Birkas Achilas Matzah. So let go the bottom one, and now I can recite the second brachas, the second bracha, which is the bracha of Achilas Matzah. So I can use the top one and the broken one. And therefore, and I have the middle one, which is the main one for the second bracha, and I hold with it the top one, which doesn't do any harm. So im tfisa elyono al achilas matzah, and that's how I recite achilas matzah. Bevorach shtei brachos terem yishbreim, and I make the two brachos before I break them off. K'mosh misamecham v'achekach. Very good. Now continues the Shulchan Aruch. Let me just start from the top again of the Shulchan Aruch. Yitl Yodov, he washes his hands. You make it until Hashem. You take all three matzahs the way they are placed. Hapusam and Shteil Shlemois, the broken one between the two full ones. V'yechsem biyodin, you hold them all together. Yivorech, and you make the broch of Hamotzi. V'alachilas matzah. V'achekach, and after that, Yivtza me'ashlemo elyoino u'me'apuso. And then you take from the middle one and from the top one, and you dip them into the salt as you do by every other Shabbos or Yom Tov meal, according to Shulchan Aruch. Yomar straight away interrupts and disagrees. The minig according to Yomar is not to dip it in salt. on the first night. The pas noki and tzarich melech, because he holds that matzahs, plain matzahs, don't need salt. There is a minhag still that some people do put in salt. Many Ashkenazim don't dip matzahs in salt. And that's the ones who follow this minhag of not dipping is the minhag of the Ramah. And now, the way you're going to eat it is, as we discussed previously, the eating of the matzah must be performed in the way of haseba, of reclining. In fact, it's ma'akev, and if a person doesn't recline, he's got to do it again. So, you eat the top and the middle one simultaneously. Kezais, hey, full kezais, mikol echad from each of them. More on that in a minute, Mitzvashem. If you're unable to eat both kezesim simultaneously, you should eat first one of amoitzi, and afterwards, shalachilas matzo. Afterwards, you should eat the one which is for the matzah. Just quickly on the salt, the Mishnah Berurah explains why we don't do salt according to the Ramah. Sivkotten dalet vein aminig litovlam, we don't dip it in salt. Rotz leima afshe b'chol yemois ha-Pesach metavlim b'melach. All the days of Pesach we do dip in salt. Afal pishin ikir vein etzicha tibur min adin. Mikon mokem nevertheless b'leil rishon eshal Pesach enu agin kein. On the first night of Pesach we do not dip in salt. The tfeu nira lechem oini, because a poor man wouldn't necessarily have salt. A lechem oini, a poor man's bread, is normally without any dips, even salt. It's in contradiction to the concept of lechem oini. Therefore, it's not dipped in salt. The Abi Alocha Dibra Maschil Revoy Chamoitzi Velachilas Matzah explains an additional important point. It says, why do we do it like that? Why do we hold the all three matzahs, then we let go and we hold 2.5 matzahs? Why do we do exactly like this? So additionally to what we explained earlier, the Bialocha says for us, Hatam, the reason Mishum the Ika Plukta, there is a bit of a machloikas, he says. There is poiskim the soivrim, there are poiskim who hold. Shevoich hamoitzi ala shleima, that you make hamoitzi on the complete matzah, velachilas matzah ala pusa, and you make the bracha on the matzah on the broken one, because that's lechem oini, that's what we discussed earlier. There is the sovel hepech, but there are others who disagree and hold the opposite. And they hold, quite in the contrary, that you make alachilas matzah on the full one, the top one, the complete one, and you make hamoitzi, and you make alachilas matzah on the complete one, and you make hamoitzi on the broken one. So that's the other opinion, the opposite opinion. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch holds, you've got to be choish on both opinions, and you've got to hold also for the bracha of hamoitzi, you also need to hold the top one. To be choish for that opinion. And therefore you make hamoitzi and alachilas matzah, and you break from both of them. So here it is, that since we do not know, there's a machloikas, and we want to follow both opinions, since it could be that hamoitzi can either go on the full one or on the half one, and the same with alachilas matzah can either be on the full one or the whole one, we want to be choish on both opinions. That also leads to safe cotton ches, who explained this point again. Safe cotton test kezais mikol echot. We eat the kezais from both matzahs, i.e., from the top one and from the middle one, the broken one. Why so? From the broken one, you for sure need the kezais. Why? Why do you for sure need the kezais from the middle one? Because, as we explained, alachilas matzah is probably, most probably, going on the middle matzah, lechem oini. lechem oini, achlas matzah is on lechem oini, which is the middle one. That's why we've got to eat the kezayis on that. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah on leraseri is to eat the kezayis of lechem oini. And that is the middle one, which is the broken one, by definition. Do bevochin al achilas matzah, ve'en achila puchim kezayis. And the mitzvah, which the eating mitzvah is always got to be at least the kezayis. Aval putza is hamoitzi, but the matzah, which is the hamoitzi matzah, which is the top one, haloi kaim alon, we hold hamoitzi mvochin al afilu al pochis mekezayis. Don't we normally say that for hamoitzi, you don't need the full kezayis? I mean, let's think about the whole year round. When you want to eat a bit of bread, and you make hamoitzi, are you makbid that you specifically got to eat the kezayis? The answer is no, you don't need to. As is explained, in the reshut. So why is it that I need to have a kezayis for the top one? Again, the middle one, I understand I've got to have a kezayis. That's the pusa. That's the mitzvah. That's achilas matzah. That's the one I've got to have a full kezayis. That's the mitzvah of the night, to have a kezayis of lechem oini, which is the middle one. But why do I need to have a kezayis of the top one? Why? That we, I only eat the top one because it's because I only need the top one because of hamotzi, and hamotzi surely doesn't require kezayis. Good question. It's a really good question. Elam mishum deish continues the mishnah buah. Elam mishum deish poiskin because these opinions will hold. She's serving the birkas hamotzi kol apusa because there are, as you mentioned earlier from the bialocha, there are opinions hold exactly vice versa. They hold that hamotzi kol apusa. They hold that hamotzi goes on the broken one, the middle one. Uvirkas alachilas matzah and the alachilas matzah goes on the shleima, on the full one. Lakach, and therefore to be choshe, to be worried about this opinion, tzorich mikol achas kezayis. You need the kezayis from each of them. A kezayis of the middle one, that's self-understood. And to be concerned for the minority opinion that you need the kezayis of the top one, you've got to have a kezayis for a motzi for the top one. Viskim achoinim. Right. So that's that. Viskim achoinim dachoinim. Say that zorich rak lachnis the pure shnei kezayisim vasachas leroskom. The achoinim hold you only got to have. Yeah, you've got to have both kezayisim in your mouth simultaneously. Aval ein mechuyev levolam bevasach. You don't have to swallow it simultaneously. You can't swallow two kezayisim at one go. Elo dai shiv la kezayis leech bevasach. But it's sufficient to swallow one kezayis at one go. Vachech li v'ashayin after to swallow the rest. Obedyevet afilu bola kezayis meat meat yotza. And if you swallow less than a kezayis, slowly, that's fine as well. Kol shelo yisha mitchilos achila asoifo yis mikdach lespasa. As long as you've eaten it within the amount of shia kedach lespasa, which according to many poskim is 6 minutes. Some want to be a bit more machmir, 3 minutes, but 6 minutes or 9 minutes is the main poskim. I want to just add. I know this is not the Mishnah Berurah's opinion. I know, but I want to just add that many poskim hold that to eat two kezayisim at one go and to swallow one kezayis at one go is very difficult, and it's physically very difficult. And whilst this is clearly the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, there are shittas who hold that it's better not to do that because it's not considered a derech achila. Generally, you wouldn't particularly encourage people to eat so much in one go and swallow so much in one go. If it's your kids, you'd get a telling off. It's quite, it's not so polite to eat like that. So there are many who hold that if you eat like that, on the Laseda, it's maybe lacking in derech achila, in the ways of eating, and it's not a derech achila, it's not a normal way of eating. And therefore, you can, even lechatchila, eat less than one kezayis in one go, and not to put two kezayisim simultaneously in your mouth. Now again, this is not the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, but I'm just quoting it for understanding the other opinions too. I will finish off with an interesting bialocha. The bialocha says that you've got to eat two kezayis. The Shulchan Aruch says you've got to eat two kezayisim. One kezayis for the middle one kezayis for the top one, which altogether comes out 1 + 1 is two kezayisim. The bialocha questions that, and he says you've never seen that. Normally we find that there's a mitzvah of eating one kezayis on Leil HaSeder. Yeah, as he says, three lines from the bottom, Ochen Beikar Adova Tomua Ma'od, it's very strange. To the Fize, Nofag Lomdin Chodosh, it comes out a new din, that Badala Rishon, it's a Chlechol Beis Kizayis, that you'd have to eat two Kizayis in one day, I say, the Veloy Motsinu Zeb Shomokam, it is not found in any place. Now, nowadays, everybody knows about two Kizayisim. Until 100 years ago, this was completely unknown, and that's what the Bialocha says. He's never heard anybody eating two Kizayis in one day, I say, all you need to do is one Kizayis. Of course, you've got to have 2.5 matzahs, but you eat altogether, you eat one kezais, not two. And it's, where does it get up from? They eat two kezaisim. Because altogether, whichever way the brach has worked, if the way the brach worked, if the hamoitzi for the top, or the hamoitzi was for the middle one, if the achilas matzah was for the middle one, or if it was the achilas matzah for the top, but either way, at the end, you're going to eat one kezais. You don't need to eat more than one kezais. So where did you get that from? And the Bialoch leaves it with a very difficult, with a Tzorich Ian. But the Maise, this is what the Shulchan Aruch holds, and that is what nowadays we are makbet, to eat two kezesim. But the consensus of all the poskim is that if you do eat two kezesim, it's certainly good enough, because it's such a chumrah to eat two kezesim of the smaller share. And that's the beauty of the calculations, that if you go according to the most stringent opinions, what one kezayis is, you've basically hit, you're not very far from hitting the most leading opinions of what two kezayisim is. So therefore, by having a stringent one kezayis, you add a little bit to that, you're going to be fulfilling the two kezayisim that the Bialocha requires you to do, because that for sure you can do according to the opinions that are more lenient, whichever one the cheshbon is exactly. Just one more word about the distribution of the matzahs. It's important to realize that everybody's got to have from both matzahs, from the middle matzah and from the top matzah, if you're distributing it. They need to have a total share at the end, but they must be eating from the hamotzi matzah, and they must be eating from the achilas matzah, and they should have a bit of all. What's also important to know is an interesting chumrah, that lechem oni is the broken one is the. Is the middle one, that's a lechem oini, and if they want to fulfill lechem oini, the participants around the table must ensure that they don't have a full matzah. They must have, if they prepare in advance and they have matzahs to fulfill the kezesim, they have to ensure that it's not a full matzah, because that would be lacking lechem oini. So we learned tonight the important concept of the two brachas. We explained that you wash your hands, you make anatilas yadayim, you grab all three matzahs, you make hamotzi, you make achilas matzah, you let go the bottom one, you dip it in salt according to Shulchan Aruch, you don't dip it in salt according to the Ramah, you eat the matzahs while it's reclining, and you eat the full kezayis from each. You eat the kezayisim, and after that, you're going to be eating more, which is the next year, Be'ez HaShem, Yisbach Shemo, good evening.